How serious is the risk that Syria's civil war could spill over into neighbouring Lebanon, where many of the same ethnic and religious fault lines are replicated? Those long simmering fears have been heightened this week by a rocket attack fired from Syria against a Shiite-dominated area of southern Beirut. Jesuit priest Father Samir Khalil Samir is a leading expert on Islam and the Muslim world and teaches at St. Joseph's University in Beirut. He spoke to myself, Susie Hodges.
Certainly, they are worried because the conflict is becoming between Shia and Sunni, the two main groups in Islam. And in Lebanon, this is also the main question between Shiites, Hezbollah, for instance, and Sunnis, who are mostly with the opposition in Syria. And the conflict is on the border. So that in North Lebanon, in Tripoli, you have daily conflicts and people dying. And we had this attack on South Beirut. So the situation is not quite. Life here is normal. But everyone has thoughts. What will happen? The second reason of our problems is the great number of emigrates coming from Syria, almost 1 million people. For a country which is very small, which is composed of 3.5 million people, so how can we help them and in the same time protect us?
You talked there about the refugees from the conflict in Syria. Do you find that the attitude of the Lebanese people towards these Syrian refugees are changing? They're becoming less welcoming because they're simply worried about the fact that there's so many of them that have come across the border.
Yes, people feel we are not capable to help them as we should. And from the other side, there are too much and it's in some parts a kind of invasion. There is not enough food and they fear that the conflict which was in Syria could also transfer itself to Lebanon because we have similar conditions of conflicts between mainly the two groups, the Shiites and the Sunnis. Each one is supporting a different part of the people in Syria. So that there is a fear in the same time because of the experience of the war, the 15 years war we had, people don't want to enter the Syrian conflict. It's a mixed situation which provokes here and there some local conflicts. But I don't think that Lebanon as such is ready to enter or is capable to enter in this conflict.
How would you describe the current relations between Christians and Muslims as a whole in Lebanon?
In Lebanon, the situation of the relation between Christians and Muslims is probably the best we have in the Middle East. We live together, we work together, we have common plans. Through the experience of the war we had, the civil war, between 75 and 90, people are not ready to have religious conflicts. And the structure of Lebanon and of the parliament and of the government means more comprehension between Christians and Muslims. In Syria, the relation was really good until 2 years ago. All over the Arab world, it's becoming more contrasted, a more conflictual situation, even between Muslims and Muslims, because of the radicalization of Islam in the area. That's the real problem. Whether you are in Iraq or in Egypt or in Syria or here. And this radicalization has also a source in the attitude of Israel, supported by the West totally and recognizing the occupation, illegal occupation since over 40 years of different parts of countries, even of Syria. The Golan is a part of Syria. It's legally, internationally, a part of Syria, which is occupied and nobody speaks. So for us, people who are seeking for peace, we say the West is protecting the occupant and This makes the Muslims, who are the majority in the Arab world, over 90%, 95% of the population, they see it as an aggression of the Western part of the world, which is the strongest one, against Islam. And the reaction is a radicalization of Muslims. Many of them will become terrorists. They are obviously a small minority in Islam, but a small minority can make much more trouble than the majority. And what we fear is the extremists coming from abroad. In Syria, the most dangerous groups are not Syrians, are people coming from all over the Muslim world and supported by Saudi Arabia, by Qatar, and indirectly by the West.
What is the reaction of people in Lebanon to the news that the EU has decided to lift its ban on supplying arms to Syrian opposition forces, even if they're not planning to ship any straight away?
What we see, that there is no solution through the war, through the weapons. The only solution is to work to help people in Syria, both groups, to help them to make the choice of dialogue, even if it is very, very difficult. But there is no other solution. And I think that the Syrians are not capable now to make peace. So we must help them, maybe with Russia from one side, which is with the government, and America and Europe, which is more with the opposition, to stay together and to say, we cannot eliminate one group, neither the opposition nor the regime. We have to accept to live together, even if it's very difficult, and to try to make a common government. Nobody can do it if not with the help of the powers, the world powers, with Russia from one side and maybe with them some other countries, and the United States with some countries of Europe. But if we make a choice for one of the two sides, it will be a continuous war, I think.